Matthew 5:13-16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You have influence, probably more than you know. Whether you are aware of it or not, the people you come into contact with each day are impacted by the way you live, the things you say and don't say, and the choices you make. Some of these people may never open up a Bible, but they'll read the story of your life, and it speaks volumes. In today's passage, Jesus is sitting on a hill, talking to his followers, this bunch of people with fears and flaws, doubts and worries. And what he says is remarkable. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. To understand the breadth of it, it helps to understand the value of salt and light back then. Without modern-day fridges, salt was used as a preservative to prevent food from going bad. It had medicinal value too, stopping infection and healing wounds. And in a time without light switches and halogen lamps, light was a precious commodity. Of course, to be most effective, light needs to be placed strategically. With something so precious, who would light a lamp and then hide it under a bucket? Jesus's point is that in a world that is decaying, our purpose is to preserve what is good and to bring healing and restoration. In a world that can be very dark, our role is to expose the darkness and show people the way out. We have been placed strategically around other people. The hope for these people, the hope of the world, isn't science or enlightenment or clever ideas. It's Jesus. If you're a follower of Jesus, he looks at you with your fears, doubts, and imperfections and says, "You are the light of the world. In Jesus, you have the answer to the world's deepest problems." Are you hiding that light or sharing it? What sort of things stand in the way of you sharing what you know about Jesus? How could these be overcome?